When Boehner said those fights were unwinnable, he became the enemy. Here's how conservative activists reacted today when Senator Marco Rubio broke the news.
Just a few minutes ago, Speaker Boehner announced that he will be resigning. Yeah!
Since July, a couple dozen conservatives have been pushing for another vote to unseat Boehner. And the contempt is mutual.
You've used words like knuckleheads and some other words we probably can't use on television. Had you just had enough?
I would not describe it as having had enough. And that's not it at all. When you're the Speaker of the House, your number one responsibility is to the institution. And having a vote like this in the institution, I don't think is very healthy.
So won't the next speaker face the same thing?
Hopefully not.
The uncertainty worries some Republicans, like New York's Peter King.
I feel bad for the party that the crazies have taken over.
It could help explain why Boehner was so emotional when he met the Pope yesterday.
And the Pope puts his arm around me and kind of pulls me to him and says, please pray for me. Well, who am I to pray for the Pope? But I did.
Conservative groups declared victory today, saying Boehner stood in the way of their principles and practiced the art of surrender. But the early favorite to replace him, Scott, is his chief lieutenant, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Nancy, thanks.